This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers need to cut $3.3 billion of spending to balance next year's state budget, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
To put things in perspective, that's around half the total money the state spends on K-12 schools each year. Lawmakers will try to spread the cuts across the overall budget, but it's unlikely that any area will be spared from deep reductions. State economists are predicting that income and sales taxes, the state's two biggest sources of discretionary money, could be down for years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Workers at the Greeley meatpacking plant that's been a hotspot of COVID-19 transmission can get tested. Their employer is offering testing but not requiring it. CPR health reporter Natalia Navarro has more.
JBS officials say they are screening workers for symptoms every day and providing free drive-through testing near the plant. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette wrote the CDC Tuesday asking for more federal protections for food production workers. She says the plants employ predominantly Black and Latino workers who have not been given adequate protection. 280 JBS workers have tested positive and 7 have died. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado case on the Electoral College is being heard by the U.S. Supreme Court today. State Attorney General Phil Weiser will argue that Colorado has the right to require that its presidential electors vote for the candidate the state's voters chose on Election Day. Lawyers for former Colorado elector Michael Baca will argue the Constitution allows him the freedom to vote for who he wants.